This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland in for Kai Rizdahl. Today, the Census Bureau told us that for the first time, more than half the kids born in the U.S. are not European-descended whites. And minorities make up the majority of all residents in California, Texas, Hawaii, New Mexico, and Washington, D.C. Latinos are the fastest growing of these groups. They make up nearly 17% of the population. So that has got to be a marketing executive's dream, right? Big target audience getting even bigger? Well, maybe not. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
Blair Borthaire says we've been here before. She runs Hispanic Marketing Resources, a consulting firm.
Every time the census data comes out, you will see a stampede from marketers trying to cash in on the Hispanic market.
But cuidado, watch out, says Borthaire. She's Mexican-American, U.S. born and educated. And just like her own family, she says the Latino market is multinational and multilingual. So surfing Univision TV, we have a fashion report in Spanish with some Spanglish thrown in. The story's about good-fitting jeans for women with curves. But will it appeal to the young Latinas it's targeted at? Tamar Jacoby runs Immigration Works, an advocacy group. She says the younger generation is moving away from this kind of messaging.
In the third generation, three-quarters of Hispanics can't even speak Spanish, can't even talk to their grandmother. They intermarry. By the second and third generation, many people whose parents were Latino no longer identify as Latinos.
So here's the problem for anyone trying to reach this audience, says Blair Borthaire. It's anything but homogeneous. South Americans don't speak Mexican Spanish and don't want to be marketed Mexican beer. And that's not even on the younger generation's grocery list.
Their parents consumed mostly beer. The more affluent U.S.-born Hispanic is now consuming wine.
Borthaire warns this is a market that doesn't want to be sold to like their immigrant parents and won't buy the same stuff anyway. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.